Watchman.
His name is
Watchman.
Al Sharpton.
I got it. Hey!
17 past the hour. Reverend Al, we got a packed house today. Damon Williams, Jackie Reed, even Sean Wayans stopped by because we knew you were going to be on the show today.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll accept that.
Okay. Go with that.
But let me say this. I think as we are right now in the midst of the last Wednesday of the year, we learned a lot this year. We learned that if we do our best, that we can make a difference. And if we're lackadaisical, that our adversaries will take advantage and win. When I look at the fact that President Obama in his last year was able to add millions of jobs in the private sector despite having obstruction, when I look at the fact that we pushed some police reforms through despite them standing against them, when I look at Tulsa, Oklahoma, where we fought with the Crutcher family, National Action Network did, and got a policeman indicted for shooting this man on video. But still, we've not been able to get an indictment on Eric Garner in New York and any number of cases around the country. And the hung jury in South Carolina on the case of Walter Scott. So there is mixed review. We've marched on the Academy Awards. We're seeing a lot of movies now that also includes blacks. So when we stood up, sometimes we won, sometimes we've lost. But you're guaranteed to lose if you don't stand up. The big loss of the year is the election of Donald Trump. Everything that we fought for, not only in 2016, but in the last 50 years is at stake. From voting rights to police reform, to criminal justice reform, to job development. The question is, are we going to analyze what we did right and wrong in 16 and make sure we correct it in 17? We need to be aggressive. We need to stand up and fight, knowing that we can win. Not guaranteed, but we guaranteed to lose if we don't. That's why I'm going to be in Washington, Tom joining all of us, January 14th, to have the first big, massive warning to Trump and them that we will not let them turn back the clock on our rights. And people should join us in Washington Saturday, January 14th, Martin Luther King weekend. And they can call in and get buses at 1-877-626-4651, 1-877-626-4651, or go to nationalactionnetwork.net. And Jackie, I know the reason the Wayans are teaming up on me because they know the Oscars are coming and they think I'm going to march again, but there are no pots for them. I went to see a lot of the black movies. I didn't see them anywhere. I mean, I can't march if you didn't show up.
Well, that's why you have to fight so there can be more roles for the Wayans and other African-American actors in the industry.
You know, if you can't get a role, just pray for them, Jackie. There's a Wayans on my prayer list. I won't tell you which one.
Am I being roasted by Al Sharpton right now?
Right as we speak.
You spent a lot of your life roasting Al Sharpton. You reap what you sow.
Well, you need better writers, Al.
Well, we won't talk about your.
I watch you do your show, life. Man. I see you doing your show, man. You doing good. You looking in the wrong camera though.
But I have a camera.
But you looking in the wrong. You looking in the wrong one.
I think but I'm getting roasted as a Wayans, and I'm not one.
You look a little nervous, Al.
But I have a show to be nervous on.
Yeah, that's cool. We'll see for how long that lasts.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm trying to remind you of.
You ain't got to remind me.
Well, Reverend Al,
I'm still getting my checks from the shows I did.
Hang in there, Reverend Al.